Chapter 48. It isn't easy cutting down a big tree. It takes careful planning and people who know what they're doing. I'd seen neighboring trees cut down. I knew how things went. When Sandy and Max moved people to a safe distance, Stephen's parents watched from their porch and Samara's from theirs. Meanwhile, the tree people put ropes around my trunk and consulted with one another. A man and a woman carried over a huge chainsaw, followed by the stump grinder. The grinder looked a little like a hungry animal. Actually, it looked a lot like a hungry animal. "All those critters gone?" Dave called to Francesca. "Haven't seen any," she answered. Dave climbed a ladder and peered into my hollows as well as he could. He didn't seem to notice Bongo, who was hiding deep in the owl's former home. I sat patiently, awaiting my fate, while around me the world buzzed. A huge crowd, filled with old neighbors and new friends, had gathered, it seemed, to see me off. Near the curb, some kids were making music. I don't know if it was good music, but it was most definitely loud music. I realized it was the garage band Bongo liked. The whole thing was almost like a party, a going-away party. There it was, surrounding me, my wild and tangled and colorful garden. It wasn't such a bad way to leave the world, I decided. Not bad at all.